Hello, and welcome to the Way session for the date 19th of April 2020. We're still in lockdown, so you're getting these wonderful recordings. And I hope that they're helping. I hope that you're finding time to listen to them. Because I have had no feedback at all from anyone to tell me how they're going, whether they're helping or whether people are listening to them at all. So it will be nice to hear from you. You can always send an email at to youth@sbc-church.org.uk. It will be lovely to hear from you. So we're going to start off with one of my lovely little games, where just to get you thinking, which is just for fun. And this one's a bit challenging, really, because I am thinking of a job. Thinking of a job that someone does. And I've got five clues. The first clue for 5 points is that this person's job reaches people in different countries. So it's not a job that's restricted to one place. It reaches people in different countries. I'll be very surprised if you get it right from that. For 4 points, this job uses a lot of imagination. It's good to have a good imagination to do this job. For 3 points, this job changes what people think and feel. Are you any closer to an answer? For 2 points, this job uses pen and paper or some other way of writing things down. So it's a job that uses pen and paper or another way of writing things down. Any ideas what it could be? And the last clue for 1 point is that this job uses words to influence people. Now, what job do you think that could be? If you said a writer or an author, then you were right. I was thinking of a writer. So we had a memory verse from last week, and I hope you remember what it was. It was the one looking at when Jesus was resurrected, and when Mary had gone to the tomb to find him, and the angel said to him, "He is not here. He is risen." And we got that from Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. So I hope you remembered that. He is not here. He is risen. And that was a great proclamation. So today, we're going to be talking about Easter and the lessons we can learn from this time of Easter. Because it's really at the heart of our faith. This is the basis of the things that we believe in. There are a lot of things that we're asked to believe in the Bible. Some of them are amazing. It's things that we've never thought about or things that we've never heard about. And during Easter, it's one of the most phenomenal times. Sometimes I think Easter is more important than Christmas. Because at Christmas, yes, amazing things did happen. Mary, who was a virgin, gave birth to Jesus, who was the Son of God. And that is amazing. I mean, no one else has ever done that. But at Easter, Easter was the fulfillment of a lot of planning for God, a lot of years of waiting for his family to be reunited, for his children to come back, for for that separation that God and man had because of sin. It was fulfilled at Easter. And for me, Easter is a very important time. And on a spiritual level, I find it very, very touching that God puts so much effort and so much time and planning to accomplish something. Sometimes I have a very good idea, like I'm trying to exercise every day, and I might do it for 2 or 3 weeks. And then after that, I sort of forget about it, or I stop. Sometimes I have a good idea of how the kids should structure their day and structure their weeks. And I might do that for a few weeks and monitor them and tell them, remind them to do what they're supposed to do. And after a short time, you know, it's gone. I forget or I don't bother anymore. So things that are long-term plans impress me a lot. I find it very impressive if people can maintain a plan for years and years and years. And God's plan had taken millions of years. It had taken a really long time between the time when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and Jesus fulfilled, you know, the restoration. Jesus came to reconcile us to God, to bring us back into his presence, to bring us back in a good relationship with God. And that was fulfilled at Easter, when he died for our sins and he was resurrected. He fought in between his death and resurrection. He went to fight for our lives in hell and won, and came back to tell us that he had won. And that is fantastic. That is so great to know that we can have a future and we can have a good life because Jesus was victorious. And as I say, such an amazingly long-term plan for God to have gone through. And, you know, lots of things could have gone wrong. And it is wonderful to think that through all of the things that were happening in history, the things we read in the Bible, the things that we read in history books, God's plan was still there. He was still waiting for the perfect time for Jesus to come and to be born on earth. And it just really humbles me to think that such a great plan and such a long-term plan, and God brought it all to pass during Easter. So let's look at some of the things that we can learn from this time of Easter and the things that happened during it. So the first thing I'd like to highlight is that even good people suffer. Even very, very good people suffer. I mean, Jesus had not done anything wrong. He had lived a good life. He had lived a sinless life. And he was still having difficulties. I mean, the life that he lived, especially towards the end there, that was very difficult. Not only did he suffer physically by being beaten by the Romans and all of that, being spat on, but also emotionally. He had all his friends left him and he was deserted. Everybody, it says all the disciples ran away. All the disciples left him. And that teaches me that good things, even good people, can have bad things happen to them, can have terrible and atrocious things happen to them. And I know that during this time of lockdown, while we're trying to get rid of COVID-19 in the country, that some people have had a terrible time. Some people have not had a good time at all. Some people don't like the people they are confined in indoors with. Some people might really be struggling to get on well or to enjoy every day, or to appreciate this time, or to use it wisely. It can be a very difficult time for people. I've struggled to make sure that I don't try to go outside all the time because I am not a homebody. There are some homebodies that have taken to this like a duck to water, as they say, and they find it very easy to stay indoors and it doesn't bother them not to go out and about and see people. But I've really struggled with it. And where initially I was sending texts to my friends, a lot of the time now I'm phoning them because I miss their voices. I miss human voices. Apart from the the quarreling and squabbling I might have in the house. I miss talking to my friends. So a lot of them, I've been phoning them instead of sending messages because it's been so long since I saw them. So long since we had a cup of tea or just caught up or saw each other on the road or at church. So that's how I've been coping with it. But people do go through difficult things, and even good people that you think, oh, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve horrible things to happen to them. Bad things can still happen to good people. And it's such a shame because you would think, oh, yes, I'm being good. I'm such a good person that God will look after me and God will protect me. But every now and again, he lets us go through hardship. He allowed some horrible things to happen to us. And that can happen. That happened to Jesus, and that can happen to us. Jesus even tells us that as his followers, we will go through hardship. He said, people didn't understand me and they persecuted me, and they won't understand you, and they will persecute you too. They will pick on you. They will call you names. They will, you know, they will set you aside. They will think that you're different. They won't understand you. And he warned us that this would happen. He told us that this sort of behavior, we could face that. So we shouldn't be surprised. And if bad things are happening to you, sometimes that's part of the course of being a Christian. We're not supposed to be so comfortable and find it so easy in this world. The Bible tells us that we are ambassadors. We are only here on a temporary mission before we go back home to heaven. So, you know, we're not supposed to find earth so amazingly comfortable that we want to stay here forever. This is not it. This is not what we are living for. We are living to ensure that we make it into heaven and not hell. That we do the best that we can and end up with God being very proud of us because we've used every opportunity we can to spread the good news of Jesus and to bring more people into heaven and stop them going to hell when they die. So just to highlight that first point is that good things, the bad things can happen to good people. Even good people suffer. And the second point is that God always has a plan. And sometimes we know what it is, and sometimes we can see it unfolding. And sometimes we can't. But it doesn't mean that the plan is not there. I mean, if you think about the plan of when Jesus was going to come, that plan took a long time, but the plan was still there. It took many, many, many years of having prophets and different kings and different things happening on the earth, and the plan for Jesus to come was still there. God's plan did not change. He still had a plan, and God has a plan for you. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And it's an individual plan, and it's a plan that will work out well for you. And sometimes people know what they're doing. Some people do know the plan that God has for us because they've taken the time to sit and to talk to God and to get an idea of what they're supposed to be doing with their lives and how they're supposed to be influencing other people on earth. And so sometimes people do have an idea of what their plan is because God has helped them to see it. God tells us that, come and talk to me and I will tell you great and amazing things that you have not even imagined or thought of. There was a time when God wanted to kill off Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, I will tell my friend Abraham what I'm planning to do. And, you know, it's God's plan is not a secret. If we go back to the plan of
Jesus coming at Easter, God wrote that several times in the Old Testament. There were times he revealed it to certain prophets. Daniel was given an idea of revelations and what's going to happen at the end of time. John as well, in the New Testament, when he was writing the book of Revelation, God took him to an island and God revealed his plan for what will happen after people die, and he gave him an idea of what heaven was going to be like. So God's plans are not secret. It's not something he's keeping away from us. If we're in the right place and we commune with God and we talk to God and we give God the space, God will tell us what his plans are. And for me, I find it very comforting at this time with COVID-19 and governments not knowing what to do and they're doing their best and whatever else. I find it comforting to know that God has a plan. God is in charge. He has a plan, and that plan is going to come to pass. We just never, ever thought the plan would ever involve so many people dying. But God has a plan. The third point is that when something dies, that is not the end. And we can learn that from Easter. Death is not the end. It's the beginning of a different phase of our life. Our life when we go to heaven. Hopefully it'll be heaven, because the other place is not very nice. So when something dies, that's not really the end of the story. It's part of our life cycle, really, if you think about it. Going a little bit Lion King here, but everything dies and it's a circle of life. It's a circle of things dying, changing form. But for us as Christians, death is not the end. Death is the beginning of hopefully a wonderful life with God in heaven and enjoying that. Even when a seed needs to turn into a tree or into a plant, it has to change its form. One part of it seems to die. You put it in the ground and the seed sometimes looks quite dead. And you think, oh, really, can anything come out of this seed? But if you plant it and it's well watered, it will grow and it will change form into something beautiful, something new. New life will come out of it. And death is a little bit like new life. So when something dies, that's not the end of it. When Jesus died, the devil and all his enemies, they thought, that's it, that's the end. That's all they knew, that death was the end. But Jesus brought new life. He brought a new beginning. He brought a resurrected life, which was a new concept, and nobody had ever thought that was possible. So that's something else that we can learn. And Easter gives us hope. That's the fourth point, that with Easter comes a new hope of something different, something that we might not quite completely understand, but that's okay. It doesn't mean it's not there. Someone was saying that just because you don't believe in God, it doesn't mean he doesn't exist. God exists regardless of whether we believe in him or not. We're just privileged to have that knowledge and to be able to know that he's there. So during Easter, we learned that, you know, Jesus gave us a new hope. It was believing in a good thing, something that was new. Believing that there is a hope that every person that we love who has died, if they end up in heaven, we'll be having a party with them. He gave us a hope of knowing that death is not the end. But he also gave us a hope that we can hold on now for life, to know that he has paid the price for all our sins. He has also paid the price for us to have a good life, to have a peaceful, enjoyable, happy life now. So the hope he gave us is twofold. One for the future, or the future after death, having life after death and being in heaven with him. But also, he died so that we can have so much more in this life now. He died to fulfill the covenant between God and man, that whatever man cannot do, God can do it for us. And Jesus is that bridge that we talked about last week. The bridge that stands between God and man and reconciles us, helps us to have a relationship with God again. And the last point that we see about from Easter and the Easter story is that people can change. There were people that were changed by the experience that Jesus went through. There were people that were influenced in a good way. And as long as somebody is breathing in and breathing out, they can change. It doesn't matter where they start from. It doesn't matter, you know, how bad they might seem. They can change. We see quite a few people changing during the Easter story. The disciples. The disciples were really trying the best they could to be faithful to Jesus and to stick with him. There was a time they went up to pray and he said to them, stay awake and pray with me. Support me by your prayers. And they were like, yes, of course we will. And then he came back to find that they were asleep. And, you know, and then they were saying, oh, we'll stay with you. We will never leave you. We're so faithful. We're so loyal to you. But the minute things changed and became difficult, they were gone. Peter was there denying Jesus three times and saying, no, I've never seen him. I don't know this man you're talking about. So that was a bad change. The people were turning away from Jesus. But there were also people that were turning to Jesus during this Easter period. There was the soldier who had his ear cut off in the garden when Judas was betraying Jesus. And from interpretations I've seen, it was the same soldier who turned away from sin and was convinced by Jesus's crucifixion. And when he saw all that Jesus went through and how Jesus went through it, it was not like any crucifixion he had seen. These people, these hardened soldiers that were used to death and were used to fighting, they saw that Jesus was different. And one of them even said, yes, indeed, that man was the Son of God. They were convinced by Jesus's actions and by his suffering, and their hearts were touched. So we can see that people can change. People's impressions are influenced by what they see. And if we are having difficulty in the house, if we are having people around us that are annoying us or that are doing things that maybe don't help us to enjoy this lockdown, we should pray about it. We should think that people can change. There's hope for everyone to change and to be a better person. Even you can change, whatever state you're in. You can change, and you can help others around you to change. You can influence people just like Jesus did. You can help people to have a better idea and a better impression on life, and you can change and you can be better. You can be more consistent. Whatever thing you're not doing very well, you can change. And we have a job to do. When Jesus went up to heaven, he left us a job to spread the faith, to give hope to people around us. There's so many people around us right now that are lost. They don't understand COVID-19, and they don't understand that God has a plan and that there's always a purpose to all the things that God does. Even if we don't understand it and we don't see it, there is always a plan. And there's some people that are really moved by all this. They're grieving, or they're very sad about things, or they've lost their hope. And it's our job to pass the faith that we have on to them and to give them hope and to encourage them and to tell them, to use this opportunity to tell them how they can change, how they can repent from being bad to being good, how they can turn their lives around. So those are some of the lessons that I wanted to point out from the Easter story before we move on to other things and we move on to another time frame in the calendar, so that we make sure that we learn these things. There's no memory verse today, so before I close, we'll just pray quickly. Lord, I just want to thank you for everyone listening to this broadcast and people that are being changed or being moved or being influenced by it. I pray that it really touches their heart and leaves a good impression. Thank you for these 5 points that I've shared today, and I pray that people that hear it will understand it and even look more into understanding it more and will pray to you for help, because during this lockdown it's quite difficult to get an idea of how it's being received. But I just thank you that by faith I will continue the broadcast, and that you will help people to learn something and to gain something from this. So I pray for everyone listening. I pray that you keep them company, that you help them to know that your plan is at work, and that there is hope, there is life that we can enjoy now, and that we can pass this on to other people, and that there is a way that we can improve and use this time to improve and make our lives better. Thank you for the hope that we have in looking forward to heaven. And thank you for the hope in the life that we have right now, the life that Jesus died for us to have. Help us to use it wisely and to spread the gospel, to spread the good news of your death and resurrection and the peace that can come from it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I hope that God blesses you and speaks to you and touches you. If you want to get in touch, of course, you can use the website, which is youth@sbc-church.org.uk. Do take care. God bless you. Bye.